Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Have a great time this weekend.
Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show page there, go ahead and click on the icon that says follow this show. Set that up however you want where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis, as well as Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Our show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing and become friends of the show through Facebook. Now, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? And again, thank you guys for listening in. Like I said, we're going to have some great weather the rest of the week and into the weekend. So get ready for that. Have yourself some fun this weekend, but always, always be safe. Okay? Now, today's title of the show is Now is the Time for Your Taxes. Now is the time for your taxes. I know I probably got messages asking, why are we talking about taxes at this time of year, Frank? Well, my show is, as well as different things going on at different times on the show. I also would like to teach and have a time to inform you guys about different things. Now, some of y'all know that my wife is a certified public accountant. So she does tax and accounting work. Now, that being said, I'm going to set this up for you guys because this is what I do and this is how I kind of keep out of the IRS line of fire, because at this time of year is a great time for you to sit down with your accountant or your tax preparer or whomever does your taxes, or if you do your own taxes, it's time to sit down and take a look at what you have, you know, expenses versus income and all this, and see where you are as far as taxes. There is something, some way that you can, by having your pay stub available, you can have an estimate of what your state and federal refunds or what your state and federal taxes that you're going to have to pay back are. You can take a look at that right now. And then based on that, you have the opportunity now to change your withholdings, if you want, or you can start, if you owe, you can start to figure out how to get it paid back, okay, or start saving for that to make that payment, all right? So if you owe, and you know now that you owe, you may not know that you owe right now. But if you go and take a look at it, understand that you owe, you're going to owe, then you can go ahead and start saving a little bit of money over the next few months. And by the time it's time for you to pay your taxes, you'll be set for it. Y'all with me? So that's why I'm saying now is the time for you to look at your taxes. And as well, you'll be able to understand what you're gonna need at tax time, as far as paperwork that you'll need to bring your preparer. And like I said, you'll know that you're gonna owe a little bit, so now you can start to prepare for that, and you won't have to file an extension or whatever at the time your taxes are due, because you don't have the money. So what you're trying to do is stay out of the line of fire of the IRS. So if you can do things right and get them done on in time, in a timely manner, you'll stay out of that. You'll stay out of that line of fire that the IRS has every year. Okay, so try to do that, and like I said, right now is the time for you to look in and look at your taxes. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, Frank Williams. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I think this is an excellent topic, and it's an excellent time to bring it to the people. I just wanted to chime in on one thing you said. You mentioned that when it's tax time, like next April 15th, when it's time to pay your taxes, when people don't have it, they file an extension. And that's a good point, because they're really only extending the time to file, but the payment is due that day. So a lot of people have the misconception about filing an extension when they owe, meaning they don't have to pay until they file their return, but that's incorrect. As of April 15th of any year, if you owe, the penalties and interest start piling up that next day. So you, even if you filed an extension, you just filed an extension to turn in the actual paperwork, but your money is due that day.
Okay, so you're saying as well is that, you know, say for instance, you come to that day, you can't pay, you file an extension, and then at that point your payment or whatever starts to accrue interest. So it'll be gaining interest all the way up until your extension deadline.
It's going to gain interest and penalties all the way up until you pay it. So the extension is only an extension of time to file your paperwork, not an extension of time to pay the taxes. So the interest and penalties will never stop until you actually pay it. So my suggestion to people that you know, come up to that day and realize that they owe and haven't, you know, prepared for it, is to go ahead and send in 10, 20, 30, whatever you can afford that month, and go ahead and create an installment agreement with the IRS immediately. That'll stop a whole lot of letters coming to the house. It'll stop a whole lot of grief as far as, like you said, getting into their system. You wanna be the first one to contact them, not them contact you. So that's how you pretty much stay under the radar with the IRS.
Well, great. Well, and that's what I was saying. Just like, you know, myself, I didn't know that, but because I try to get my taxes filed, you know, in time. So I didn't know anything about the extensions. I know I hear people talking about extensions, but I don't really know about extensions. So that's just time for you to file your paperwork. The money's due on April 15th, and then after that, your payment is going to start accruing penalties and interest on the 16th, that very next day from then until you pay the taxes.
That's exactly right. And I heard you mention that your wife is a CPA, and part of being a CPA, you have to file your taxes on time. So it's unethical and it's against the code for CPAs to file late. So they have to file on time. So fortunately, you haven't had to face that since your wife is a CPA. I'm sure she makes sure your stuff is in on time.
Okay, well, that's true.
But that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to put that little tidbit in about the extension to let everybody know that the extension is just a time to file, not an extension of time to pay.
Okay, well, great. Well, thanks for your time, and we appreciate it. So, guys, again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. And again, you know, that's something that I didn't know. Because like I said before, I've never been in a situation where I filed an extension. Okay, so my taxes ado, and I get them in due time. But what I'm seeing as far as you guys are concerned is to take the time now to start to look at your taxes and see what your tax situation is going to be coming towards the end of the year, so that you can have not only a heads up, but a little bit ahead of the game as far as getting your money together to make your payment and make your payment on time without accruing the penalties and interest that they put on you for not paying them on time. So go ahead and do that, guys. And remember, if you have any questions about anything, you can call the professionals at CPA on Duty. Their number is 770-732-0244. And now, if you file an extension, like the caller was saying, if you file an extension, if you file a business, an extension for your business, the business extensions are due September 16th. And as she said before, now, if you owed, filed an extension, now, whatever monies you owed, they've been due already. So they've been gaining penalties and interest over the past few months. And the paperwork is due September 16th. When you're going to make payments, I don't know. When you're going to make that payment, I don't know. But I do know that that the IRS will be in contact with you if things aren't worked out ahead of time. So think about that, guys. I know you guys have so much other stuff going on in your life that you don't need something put on top of it, especially it being an IRS issue, okay? But if you do have IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with those issues as well. Now, the personal extensions are due October 15th for your personal returns, okay? That paperwork is due, if you file an extension, is due October the 15th. So you guys have to get that in. And I don't know if this is true or not, but I may need to find this out. But this is a question that I could have to an accountant. Is that the reason that people file extensions, is it primarily due to not having the money to pay what's due on your taxes at the time it's due? Is that the biggest reason? You know, I'd like to know that, because if, you know, I feel like it is. And if it is, that's more of a reason to take a look at your taxes at this point in the game, at this time of the year, to start to put that together and understand what kind of hit you're going to take at the end of the year. And if you can do that, I'm sure your accountant, your tax advisor, whatever, can help you as far as formulating a plan on next year in order for you to not even have to go through all this rigmarole. Okay, so I don't even know if that's a word, but you can start right now looking at your taxes and understanding where you are, where you're going to be, and what you need to do in order to get there. Okay, and this is high priority. Okay, this is high priority. I just took a look at my tax situation just the other day, And I use my you know, my tax advisor, my accountant, and she gave me back an approximation of what I'd be looking at the end of the year as far as taxes go. So I know that now, so I can go in, I can she recommend it, you know, that I change a couple of things on my, you know, allowances, my withholding, and as well to understand that what I may owe at the end of the year. Now I can start to prepare for that. If I save over the next few months, say $100 a month if I owe, say $600, and if I start saving now, over the next few months, you know, we got September, October, November, December. That's $400 I'll have at the end of the year. So then we go into January and so forth. When it gets time for my taxes to be done and to get them in an on-time basis, I will have saved $600. So I can just take that money out of there and pay my taxes and move on. But next year, I have my withholdings right. Then in the middle of the year, like we're doing right now, you can sit down with your accountant or your tax person and see where you are. Start save for it. Or you may be at a point where you're going to break even. You may be at a point where now this year, I'm getting money back. That's what you want, is to get a little bit back or to break even, you know, at least. Okay? So now is the time to do that. Now is the time to do that. So, guys, don't play with this. Please, don't play with it. I mean, go ahead and get it done. If you don't have an accountant, a tax advisor, you can call the professionals at CPA on Duty. Their number, write this down, 770-732-0244. They can help you with this situation and any situation you may have with taxes, okay? So, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. We're talking about now is the time for you to take a look at your tax situation and figure out what you need to do from this point forward before your taxes are due. Now, I know some people owe thousands of dollars in taxes at the end of the year. And, of course, saving $100 a month won't get you there by tax time, but if you know it now, you can start to do something towards that, or you can figure out how you're going to get it done, all right? And like, you know, the caller said a little bit ago, you can also contact the IRS, let them know where your situation, and go ahead and set up a game plan with them to get it paid back. You know, pregame is crucial. Okay? You see football, you know, I'm switching gears a little bit. You see football players out here, and they go through this pregame warm-ups to get their muscles loose, you know, keep them from being tight, keep them from pulling muscles once they get out there and get sweating and start to exert their energy. The pregame is crucial. So here, the reason I say the pregame is crucial here with your taxes is because right now, if you can get in there and do your pregame, start to save for you, you know, for your taxes that are going to be due, by the time the game start, you'll be ready. Y'all with me? By the time the game start at tax time next year, you'll be ready. So go ahead, guys. Do your pregame on your taxes. All right? You saw how, did you see how I brought one story? I got off on the football stuff, gave you a football analogy of what I was getting ready to say. Y'all don't believe me, but I'm brilliant at this. I gave you a football analogy of what I was getting ready to say to help you sports guys understand what I was talking about. He said, oh, he talking about football now. Let's see what he's saying. Football. Football. Yeah, he said the pregame. Yeah. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm getting hyped up. He said football. He said pregame. Yeah, I'm pregame. That's what they do. They're out there. They're jumping jacks and doing a couple of push-ups and squatting and stretching out. That's pregame, man. That's football. And then I brought it back around to taxes. We're in the pregame right now of your taxes. Get with your tax consultant, advisor, or whomever. Take them what they need in order for them to take a look at your situation and understand where you're going to be towards the end of the year. They can give you an idea of what you're going to be looking like at the end of the year as far as taxes owed or taxes refunded to you and your family. Okay? So, again, guys, I learned something today. And I don't know if you learned something today. Hopefully you did. That's what the show is all about, is hopefully teaching you guys something and you can grab it and run with it and implement it and see what happens, okay? And hopefully I gave you great information. And this, you know, this wasn't really something that really required any research or anything like that. This was a common sense type of show. Okay. I think it makes sense to me not to lay down all these technical terms and all this stuff to you guys about taxes. I just said, hey, you know, I'm just using a common sense approach. It seems like now would be a good time. Think about it. Now would be a good time to go in and be able to sit down with your tax advisor and they tell you where you are, where you'll be at the end of the year. It's not the end of the year yet. You got 3 or 4 months left, but you can start ramping up towards that thing. You know, or not. If you're going to get a return, you know, don't worry about it. You're good. Y'all with me? So that's kind of, a common sense type thing where I didn't have to put out any kind of technical terms, do a lot of research. I just want you guys to understand from a common sense point of view. I'm a common sense type of guy, all right? Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, IRS issues, anything that you have, they can help you work it all out at CPA on Duty. Give them a call today. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening in to the show today. I appreciate it. I know it's Monday, but you're almost through your day, and you'll be good once you get off work this afternoon. Great day, guys. Take care. Frank, come over. Come out.
Thursday. I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to say, I got to be me. Have been the kind of person